Thank you for tuning in to this month's episode of The Cutty Strange, broadcasting on Wave Farm's WGXE 90.7 FM in New York's Upper Hudson Valley. This hour, we will explore shortwave manipulations, computer-controlled synthesizers, and Michael Jackson in order. We begin with a piece by Jiangmin Li called Heterogeneous.
Thank you.
That was Jiangmin Li's Heterogeneous. He writes about the work, "This piece is an expression of the duality of human beings, torn between desire and solitude. The bigger the desire becomes, the tougher solitary confinement of our minds becomes. The marble in a glass plate and a large closed door in the piece represent desire and solitude, respectively. The marble slowly rolls towards the desire. It rolls faster and faster and louder, but cannot depart from the confines of the plate. The marble stands before solitude. When solitude vanishes, the marble rolls again. The closed door is human solitude. The door is attempted to be prized open, but remains shut still. It is pushed against more strongly to the point of being dented. The door groans in pain. It still remains shut as if being full from within. It defies any entrant. The marble and the door are unified in their isolation. Self-confined space is sad." Jiangmin Li's Heterogeneous. Next, we have a work by Alex Christie, who you may remember from one of our earliest episodes of The Cutty Strange, where we featured his work and discussed it with him. This new piece was composed for computer-controlled synthesizer, recorded live at Santa Clara University this past spring. And that's all I really know about it, and that it sounds really great when you listen at high volumes, but that's up to you. And here is Alex Christie's Cycles 2 for computer-controlled synth. That was Cycles 2 by Alex Christie for Computer Controlled Synthesizer. Moving to the realm of the use of radio as a musical audio source, we received this submission by Douglas Hedwig. Mr. Hedwig was a longtime resident of New York, playing with the Met as a trumpet player for many years, and he now lives in Tennessee, where he devotes himself to composition full time. He describes this work called Transonic Awakenings in D as this. Before the advent of the internet, shortwave radio broadcasts brought sounds and ideas from around the world to anyone with a radio and antennae. Transonic Awakenings in D is an electroacoustic composition in three sections inspired by the fascinating and often mysterious sounds and diverse languages associated with shortwave radio broadcasts and audio transmissions. The opening of the work thrusts the listener into an alternate sound, space, time dimension, a world organized and experienced through the medium of radio waves. Before digital tuning and receivers, manual tuning of radio frequencies was necessary, so interspersed throughout this section we hear a pastiche of tuning sounds over a bed of tonal pulsation. For the middle section, the composer has recorded fragments of radio call signs, typically used at the start and end of scheduled shortwave broadcast cycles, in this case from Argentina. The final section begins with another immediate thrust back into the alternate world in which the work started, but this time, out of the cacophony of sound, we hear the reassuring sound of medieval church bells in central Italy, with which the composition concludes. Here is Douglas Hedwig's Transonic Awakenings in D.
Thank you. trae Argentina.
Rye, Argentina.
Rye, Argentine.
Rye, Argentinian.
Hi, Argentina.
Rai, Argentina. Una Rai, RAE.
Argentino Raides.
Transmitió en el 102.7 MHz desde su estación de frecuencia modulada estereofónica, Rosario, provincia de Santa Fe, República Argentina. Mil gracias por la deferencia de escucharnos y tengan todos ustedes muy buenas noches, señoras y señores.
Thank you.
We now conclude with a look into the world of plunderphonics, which is taking one or more pre-existing audio recordings and manipulating them into a new composition. Here, Berlin-based artist Encephalus has taken every instance of Michael Jackson grunting, squealing, wooing, dying, and all other nonverbal vocalizations and presented them in chronological order. He does note that this does not include Blood on the Dance Floor or the two posthumous albums Michael and Escape. Here it is, Michael Jackson in Order by Encephalus.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Cutty Strange is produced and hosted by Daniel Steffi out of Brooklyn, New York. The Cutty Strange airs on the first Thursday of each month at 1 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Wavefarm's WGXC 90.7 FM in New York's Upper Hudson Valley. Every month, we bring you an insight into the world of broadcast and transmission art with a few added flavors. Thanks for tuning in.
I'm going to go to the hospital.